The Louisiana House approves a congressional map that eliminates one of the state's two black majority districts.
The map would result in Republicans most likely representing five of the state's six congressional districts.
We drew this map in an effort to safely maximize Republican strength.
That's House Governmental Affairs Chairman Beau Boyer. Black lawmakers in the House spoke against the bill. Baton Rouge Representative Vanessa LaFleur.
The Republican advantage that is being created by SB 121 means that we're minimizing the political power of anyone in the state that is not a Republican.
The map needs to be approved by the Senate again, and then it will head to the governor's desk. I'm Jeff Palermo.
The mayor of New Orleans has some choice words for the scientists who urge people in the city to start relocating with rising sea levels poised to swallow the city. Helena Moreno calls it short-sighted and foolish, saying through engineering, infrastructure, and technology, New Orleans has become one of the most important cultural hubs in America. Sunbucks benefits started going out this week and will be completely distributed by Monday. The program provides money to kids who receive free or reduced price school meals during the summer when school is not in session. Tim Jenkins, the Economic Stability Director at the Louisiana Department of Health, says if you're eligible and haven't received your money yet, it will arrive. There's nothing that you need to do.
If you're certified because your child has received SNAP throughout the year, that money is going to be put automatically on your SNAP card.
For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein on TIX FM.